The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, and there may be some light at the end of the tunnel and some other positive news and then some not so positive. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. The team is back together. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message, and Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You could text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you tweet, put odds on it. What are the odds? I didn't even realize that today was tax day, AJ, even though they pushed it back.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it. Actually, that's not true. I knew it was for two reasons. It's my little dog's birthday, and my wife reminds me that it's on tax day. So she says, oh, it's easy to remember, even though I don't pay our taxes. So it's not like it's any different of a day than any other for me.
Right.
I don't pay taxes in general. I don't believe in it. I also saw, the WWE is firing a bunch of people they're furloughing a bunch of people. And one of the guys that got furloughed is the guy, I don't remember his real name, but he's the guy that used to play the character IRS. So he was like, his wrestling gimmick was that he was the tax man. And he got fired on tax day, and someone tweeted that out. So I thought that was funny, and that reminded me that, oh, it's April 15th.
Well, that's I saw that they cut a bunch of people from the roster, which kind of makes sense. I mean, every business in America is heading that direction right now, and it just, you know, depends on how long we're on lockdown, how much more it continues. Even putting on those shows with no fans, that's a lot of money they're losing. So, but I have some good news for you.
Okay.
From your buddy, Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
He believes that sports can return.
2024.
No. Although, I saw a story that's from a bunch of Harvard people that say it could be 2022 before we have to get rid of social distancing. I'm like, no. I'll be dead long before then if that has to be the case. But Dr. Fauci says sports can return relatively soon. If there are no fans and the players follow strict protocols.
What are the odds that either of those things happen?
I think 0.0, because you'd have to put everybody in one place. I think they have to use one stadium, and it would be really, I mean, I know they want to try everything they can, but then you also have guys like Mike Trout saying, I'm not really for this. I don't think I would want to play in a centralized location. So, and Mike Trout can afford to sit out a year. I mean, he's pretty well paid. So I think it would be interesting to see how many guys would respond that way, because you'd have to be, he says you have to be locked in a hotel basically. And he said, nobody comes to the stadium, put the players in big hotels, wherever you want to play, keep them very well surveilled. That'll go over well. Have them tested every week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family, and just let them play the season out. The problem with that is, do we have enough testing to be giving it all to athletes once a week? I mean, maybe we will by then.
I don't know.
But, you know, he's kind of been the voice of reason, so if he wants to give the people a little hope, then might as well share it.
Yeah.
So, but that's what he says. So, 281 said, read a report this morning that we're 30 to 60 days away from 20%+ unemployment in this country. Says, hang on, bleep's about to get real. It's already real, man. And I that doesn't shock me. If, you know, there's a lot of businesses are hanging on and can hang on a little while longer. And these stimulus checks from, while they'll help the people, I think there's some businesses that hopefully will get some of these stimulus loans, not checks, that'll help them keep going. But the question is, how long? I mean, how long can you sustain a model where your income is just gone? I mean, I think it's definitely a real concern long term. And, you know, I think it could get a lot worse. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can make it through this. But that doesn't shock me at all. Which is, like I said, why yesterday we were doing some, you know, essentially disaster planning for, like, let's say one of us, probably me, didn't have a check in 3 months. And,
right.
You know, and I think you have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And I'm hoping for the best. I think things will get better. I'm not going to go and march around like they did in Michigan today. Did you see that mess?
No.
Well, they put together a protest, and most people did what they asked them to do, which is stay in their cars and, you know, stay away from each other. But, of course, you had a bunch of knuckleheads who get on the steps of one of the government buildings, and they're all there together. And there's, like, one funny picture. There's, like, 25 people there, and one of them has a mask on. And it's just like, guys, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? So most people tried to, I mean, if you're going to stay in your cars, cool. But they also, you know, block traffic and things like that. It was in Lansing. And, so the problem is, this is why we have to do things the way we are, is because there's always a group of people that will not follow the rules.
Well, we can't let Michigan speak for all of us. I mean, listen, we can't control what those freak shows do. Michigan. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, especially Lansing. Let's be honest.
We shouldn't be lumped into the same pile as them.
But let's just say this. A bunch of them were waving MAGA flags and rebel flags and things like that. And we have enough. We have some of those around here, too. Let's not pretend like we don't. But I think it goes to show that you can't even trust people to do the right thing in a situation like that. And it's just that's why I'm just really worried that, you know, people can't. I mean, that's why we're having to do this. People just can't be trusted. And it's like, damn it, I don't care. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. And, okay. So, good luck with that. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And if you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls today on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. I think that's pretty much it for the Rona updates today. Mike Trout against it. But possibly, you know, they could have quarantine sports here pretty soon. And I guess if you're doing WWE, I mean, why not other sports?
Yeah, although, I mean, I think that there's probably a lot of people, and I would imagine that, you know, the commissioners of these sports would probably say, do we really want to say, well, we did it. We thought it was okay to start up because the WWE did. Like, you want to – I think most people want to be playing it on the safe side. You know what I mean?
I think most reasonable people want to play it on the safe side.
You don't want to be the one who gets out there out early and, yeah, we're the first ones back, and then you have someone get sick and it starts all over again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just don't know how this thing's going to play out. And, I can't imagine – if you put a whole bunch of people together like that, you're not going to get somebody's going to get sick at some point, just because it's not just the players. It's, you know, all the people that work for the team. And if their families are there, and it's the people who are bringing them food and the hotel staff and everything else. I mean, it seems like we're just desperate to get things going again. And we are, I mean, everybody is, but you know, we'll see. I mean, I think caution is the way to go, but, you know, nobody's listening to me. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Man, I have gotten to where, we were talking about this yesterday, where my sleep patterns are just awful. Like, it's getting worse.
I slept like garbage last night.
Last night, I'm up at, I went to bed. I played the little free tournament. I think I finished like 16th. I was actually kind of working on some plays just to see how they would work out, and wasn't really trying that hard, but I was there until a little after 9. I thought, okay, I'm going to go to bed early. I wake up at 2:30, can't get back to sleep. And there's nothing to do at 2:30 in the morning. I mean, it's bad enough during the day right now, but yeah, so got up then, finally fell back asleep about 4:30, but never really slept again. And it's just kind of like, come on, man. Can I just get some sleep? I'm not asking for much here. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have, you know, I've tried everything. I've tried some sleep aids. I've tried smoking weed. Tried drinking myself into a stupor. None of it seems to work.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. That's I normally don't have much of a problem falling asleep. My problem is, like, lately, little stuff's been waking me up, and that's a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem too, and it's not the dog's fault. But like the other night, we had two suspicious characters sitting outside on our corner, and so the dog starts barking. That wakes me up, and I go check on it, and of course they hear the dog and take off. But you know, then last night there was I don't know what time it was, but somebody's doing freaking construction in the middle of the night. That, you know, that wakes me up. It's just like one little thing after another. It's like, man, I just need one night where I sleep like a rock, where nothing happens, where there's no noise. But the odds of that, about 4%.
Yeah, I got kids and animals in my house, so the odds of that are pretty slim for me, too.
Yeah, the animals are a problem for me. But for the most part, the little one will sleep through the night. But, you know, if something happens outside, and I'm glad she is, she's a loudmouth. I mean, you know, that way, because that way nobody's going to mess around and try to get in here because she's so damn loud, but it also wakes you up. So, and we have some people just kind of wandering around the neighborhood doing God knows what right now. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we're going to take a little break here. One segment in the books, a lot more to go. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 281 says you got to get your gym in, Fred, so you can get some work in. That might help.
That does help.
If I can put, you know, 3 hours or 4 hours a day into that, that ought to wipe me out a little bit. And somebody said try melatonin. I tried that. It didn't do me any good. I've tried smoking weed. It works for an hour. You know,
try masturbating.
I've forgotten how to do that. So no, I haven't
even
tried
that part. I mean, that's like the most natural melatonin to me. That'll put me right to sleep.
Yeah, that never really does much for me. All it does is get me more fired up to stay up. So, so no. At this point, I'm just going to roll with it and, you know, wake up when I wake up and try to get back to sleep. But the good news is after all that last night, I haven't slept at all today. So hopefully tonight,
it's coming.
If I can just get 4 hours, that's all I'm asking for. What are the odds I can get 4 hours without waking up?
I'll go 80%.
Okay, that's a pretty, that's optimistic. Did you see the Browns and Vikings are talking about an Odell Beckham trade?
Yeah, Odell Beckham looks like he's destined to be one of those guys who gets kind of passed around. He's going to end up being a guy who's on like 15 teams by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, he's a. I'm guessing, and part of the reason why I just didn't buy into this team last year, I think he's kind of a handful to deal with, and you know that, and I didn't trust Baker Mayfield, and I didn't trust Freddie Kitchens, but he seems to me like until he winds up in New England, where Belichick can, you know, change the narrative on him a little bit, then I think he's gonna bounce around a lot.
Yeah, he I mean, I don't want to say he's a problem, but he does seem to be a squeaky wheel, and
yeah.
That's the kind of guy who, you know, I think that, and I also think he's never going to be as good as he was early in his career. So he'll always get chances, but I just don't know if he's ever going to find like a real home and stick there. Because
yeah.
If he was, why would the Giants have ever let him go? You know,
well, and it costs them money to do it because they'd just given him a big contract. So, you know, and I think the Browns have too. I don't know exactly what the numbers should be. I'd have to go look at them, but you know, you're paying to get rid of a guy, and from what I saw, the price isn't very high. It's like a second and a five, which sounds familiar, right? So
isn't that great? The Texans could have had Odell Beckham, and instead they've got Brandon Cooks.
Well,
Odell Beckham's not Texans worthy. We all know that.
Yeah, well, I don't know who is Texans worthy anymore.
J.J. Watt, how dare you?
Hmm.
And Deshaun Watson, as long as he doesn't complain.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out. we still haven't heard from him.
No.
So, Kelly in Clear Lake says, despite refineries and other factories still running 100%, what are the odds Houston skies are less hazy? Too bad we can't enjoy the weather in a beer garden over the past few days. Yeah, this has been, the last 3 days have been about as good a weather as we're ever going to have in this city. And I've been getting out on the balcony a lot and getting outside, but yeah, it sure be nice to be sitting on a patio somewhere, but
yep.
It probably wouldn't be this nice if people were driving as much as we usually drive in this city. So, Trevor asks, you guys are always good enough to go off the grid from sports, but what happens to sports radio with no sports? I think long term, you know, like I said, I think we're fine. I think there's a lot of shows that are fine. I do think there's a problem with you know, there's going to be some shows that if this drags out a long way are going to have some issues. And there may be some stations that just say, you know what, why are we still doing sports radio? And I know you keep up with what's going on around the country a lot more. Is that happening in some places?
Not much of what I've seen. Not many like format switches. There's been a lot of people let go from radio, but no, I haven't seen a whole lot of longtime sports stations switching formats yet. Luckily.
Yeah, and I mean, but I think at some point that could become a reality. People got to make money, and
yep.
And you know we've got three sports stations here, so. But you know, I feel pretty good about us. I think I'd be a little bit worried if this thing got into June and I was, you know, another station. But especially the ones that are owned by these big companies that could say, "Hey, you know what? Maybe
right.
We need to just flip the switch." But hopefully that won't be the case. I mean, I don't wish any evil on anybody. I just would like to see everybody be able to survive. But just like every other business, I mean, we're you know, licking our wounds a little bit and doing the best we can. Uh-oh, breaking news from the Houston Chronicle.
All right.
J.J. Watt has canceled his annual charity softball game.
Because he's got coronavirus?
No, it's just there's probably
no
chance in hell that we're going to be back in groups before then. And, you know, this whole thing about sports without fans, that doesn't really bother me because, you know, I like watching on TV. Do you think what kind of impact do you think that'll have on the atmosphere, just even for the people watching at home, or if it's just all
It'll
quiet?
Be weird, but I'll be honest. I keep going back to this because the Big East, they started their basketball tournament before basically everybody else shut it down, and they had it going with no fans, and they only played a half. But I was watching it, and it was a little weird. It was quiet, but it didn't bother me. Like I'm good with it. I can watch sports like that.
I well, I'm used to it because I used to go to UH football games and basketball games when nobody else went. so that won't be much of a change. And all right, stop it, Texter. It's like it's no different than going to a Dynamo game. Okay, fair. But I think and you watch a lot of college basketball. A lot of those early tournament games, not just you know, not, I mean, especially conference tournaments where they're in somebody's building and none of those teams are involved. There's not much of an atmosphere.
You watch a regular weekday Patriot League game, and there ain't much to see.
But that will be interesting, and this is the degenerate in me, is how much, like if we get into football and they're doing that, how much does that impact the line? Because generally they give them, 3 points for home field? And
I think, you know, home field is more, it's travel, it's getting to sleep in their own bed. I mean, I think crowd impact is minimal.
Yeah, I think it's factored in, though. I mean, because there's certain places, especially college football, like the program I use, I've always said, it's like Ohio State's home field advantage is worth a hell of a lot more than Rice's home field advantage.
Well, of course, but I'm just talking about, you know, in general, you know, like if you look at the NFL, I mean, do you really think that crowd noise is the biggest factor in, like, do you think that Seattle, is loud, but I think Seattle's got such a great home field advantage because it's a pain in the ass to get to. It's out of the way for everybody.
Well, Kansas City's got a great advantage.
Green
in
Bay.
The middle of the country. Yeah, but I said Kansas City's right in the middle of the country and they've got a real good advantage. I'm not saying it's the whole three. But I do think it has to, especially in places like Seattle, I think it has to factor into a half point or something.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not the expert on that, but I wouldn't think it'd be too much.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. So it says boxing and MMA can work with no fans. I go when the doors open in the first fights in an empty arena. Yeah, you've seen a lot of those.
Yeah.
So...
We saw the fights in Brazil happen with no fans in the crowd.
Yeah,
not that big of a deal.
Well, and I think for fight sports especially, I think you can pull it off. I think you can pull off any of them if you want. It's just a matter. I mean, most sports are made for TV these days anyway.
Right.
So. Let's take a quick phone call from Zach. What's up,
hey,
Zach?
Sports guys.
Sports to you, Zach.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the college football stuff. I agree with you guys. I don't see any way this is going to start on time because if you've got the Big Ten with teams like Rutgers and some of the teams up in the Northeast or other conferences like the Pac-12 out in the West, you've got those conferences that aren't going to start playing. How can the Big 12 start playing and playing out of conference games? I don't see anything starting before late in the year or even into 2021. I just think it's going to complicate all the schedules. So that was my point.
Well, I mean, I think that's a good point. I saw a report today that privately a lot of schools are thinking it's going to be February before they can start playing games again, which, you know, that would be different, but... You know, if it means they come back and play a season, that would be great. But you're right. I think it's going to be different. New York and California are going to be a lot more restrictive than, say, Oklahoma. And, you know, I don't know how you could pull it off if you're like, well, you've got these teams here. None of the Pac-12 teams are going to be able to play. But, hey, Big 12 and SEC, go right ahead. Obviously, you'd have to look at the schedule. I'm sure they've scheduled some Pac-12 teams. But, you know, I don't know that you could do it. I think you'd all have to be in agreement, right? I don't think you could just say, all right, Big 12, we're going to play. SEC, we're going to play.
Yeah. I think it'd have to be across the board.
And, yeah, I mean, and so basically college football is going to be able to come back when California and New York say it can come back. I think that's the reality, and that's going to be longer than it is here. I'd be willing to bet a small horse on it. James asks, on the no fan topic, do you think they would let recorded crowd noise end up feel more normal since some teams pipe noise in already? I wouldn't think so. I mean, I think, you know, that would be a little bit weird.
I agree. So, well, I would hope that doesn't happen, but who knows? That'd be even weirder than having no noise.
Yeah, I think so. I'd rather have no noise. And I'd rather have TGS.
That's right, TGS Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, TGS has a great way to do it, and it's so simple. Listen, if you own your home, and maybe you don't know how much you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, you need to look into that, because if you're like me, you're probably paying too much. I know I was paying too much. I didn't even realize it. And TGS sent me over an offer, and I was like, oh, my God, this can't be right. Yeah, turns out I'm now saving money, and I've got better coverage thanks to TGS. The average customer saved nearly $900 a year. And I save more than that. And it's so simple. You don't have to go into a building. You don't have to talk to an agent. All you need to do is send a text. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote and a proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and these savings are legit. Online rating is nearly perfect with over 800 reviews. And like I said, you can really save some money. And there's no need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of all the back end, all the paperwork. They'll get you refunded on your previous policy and get you paid. TGS Insurance, open right now. Text money to 232323 and start saving now with TGS Insurance. You know me. Now you know it. Nobody tried to ever got pieces off me.
Knocking these hoops till they be dying. Don't get the seizure on me. Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday, which, you know, really it should just be What Are the Odds every day because, you know, it's no different than any other day right now. But do want to let you guys know that we have a couple things going on to tell you about. And this is really cool. ESPN 97.5 is partnering with a local company, Garner Oil, to help out first responders and medical professionals this Thursday. So that will be tomorrow. Garner Oil is a Texas distributor for a product called BioPledge. They use BioPledge to treat the interior of the vehicles, kill 99.99% of the microbes on contact, things like bacteria, viruses, and fungus. BioPledge actually bonds to the surface and keeps killing for 30 to 120 days, which, guess what? That's perfect for right now. So tomorrow, they want to treat the vehicle first responders and medical professionals for free. They'll be set up in the parking lot of Damaris Barbecue on West Loop North at 18th Street from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It takes less than 10 minutes for a vehicle to get treated. So if you're a first responder or a medical professional, bring your credentials and get a BioPledge treatment of your vehicle this Thursday in the Damaris Barbecue parking lot, West Loop North at 18th Street, and thank you for your service. And guys, please take advantage of this. The last people we want getting sick right now are first responders and medical professionals. And this is a really cool thing that BioPledge and Garner Oil and Damaris are doing. So, and us, and we're involved with it as well. So please go by tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and, you know, get your car taken care of, because that's one less thing to worry about. 713-780-3776. Tim asks, so if they're going to play February through May, then the players get pretty much no offseason to prepare for a 2021 season. January through May are important months for player development. This will have serious ripple effects. Yeah, but what else are you going to do? Do you not play at all just so guys can develop for a season that might not happen?
The ripple effect is real, but it'll be the same for everybody. It'll be an equal effect.
Yeah, I mean, it's ideally. In an extraordinary times, that's what you have to do. So, I mean, if you don't play it then we're going to be in the same situation we were with a lot of these sports, where do you give these guys an extra year of eligibility? I just don't know. It causes so if people have less time to prepare for the next season, but guess what? A lot of guys are going to be, high schools will probably be doing the same thing. So the whole thing just shifts. So, yeah, that's, you know, I get the concern, but what else are you going to do? What are the odds that season Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Did you see that all day long, basically, Kenny Stills has been trending, and apparently the Texans may trade Kenny Stills?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. That's trends on Twitter, Kenny Stills. And the Texans apparently are considering trading him. Kiki Kuti could also be on the move from the Texans. It's really odd because it says all this maneuvering, all the additions, Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, Aaron Wilson says that Kenny Stills and Kiki Kuti could be candidates to be traded or released. That would be the case with Kiki, probably between now and the beginning of the season. What's odd about that is Kenny Stills was super involved in the offense and has no dead money. I mean, he's relatively cheap, $7 million, no guaranteed money. Why would you trade him? Why would you trade him and bring in Randall Cobb, who's got, what, $14 million guaranteed? It's such an odd decision. I don't know what's going on there. And this one, you'd have a hard time even getting me to figure out why they would consider this.
I would say if you're going to get way more than value for him,
No, you're going to get a late-round pick.
But, right. We know what the Texans are about with that. I like having him on the roster. I mean, he's insurance for Cooks getting a concussion or Will Fuller walking off the bus. I mean, that's a good guy to have if, you know, especially when you've got a guy like Will Fuller who's out all the time. So
I mean, he's the only guy on the on your depth chart with a relatively good bill of health, you know, year in and year out.
Yeah. I mean,
because Randall Cobb's no lock to be out there for 16 games, certainly either.
No, and I think that just doesn't make a ton of sense. But you know what? That's Bill O'Brien, and you know, I mean, if they could get something for Kiki QT, awesome.
I don't think they can. I think he's a cut candidate, and I assumed that when they start. I mean, how many wide receivers are you going to carry? And I assumed he would go, but I thought Kenny Stills was kind of their safety net.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that at least makes this receiver group palatable is that you've got a guy like that who's, even if he goes in as your fourth receiver, you're going to need him a lot because the other guys, I mean, Will Fuller's going to get hurt. I mean, honestly, you can't sit here and tell me that you can count on Will Fuller.
Yeah.
And if he does, Mott says, listening to you try to make sense of Kenny Stills being traded is trying to get inside of Bill O'Brien's head.
Yes.
I can't think like Bill O'Brien because I don't know what the hell he's thinking. And Stills has been a good addition around here, not just on the field, but off. It just, that makes no sense to me. But, you know, trading for David Johnson made no sense either. So,
right.
I'm sure that, you know, if Jack Easterby can get a prayer book for him, so be it. That makes no sense. Now, I'm looking at the Houston trends right now. Number one, hashtag bailout humans. Number two, National Anime Day.
Is that today?
I guess so. It must be. Number three, Fashion Nova. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't. And number four, stimulus check. Number five, stimulus payment. So I guess people started getting their stimulus checks today. So that's good for you guys. That and use them to pay bills.
Yep.
You know, don't be going online to Forever 21 spending your stimulus check, which, you know, I suspect somebody might do.
I asked my wife when ours was coming, and she said, "I don't think it's coming." Whatever.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I mean,
I want to do what everybody else is doing and get a stimulus check. What are you talking about?
No, I've said all along, I'd rather that go to people who really need it. And, you know, that's the point
like
of
me.
Them. Oh, I think you're doing fine.
Whatever.
Of course, you do have 400 kids to feed.
Yeah, so I got kids to feed. There's mouths to feed around here.
You know, you don't. I mean, you don't have like the Lance Zierlein menagerie.
No, not that many. Thank God.
Hey, did you see who's a free agent and looking for a new quarantine partner?
No.
Your girl Holly Saunders.
Really?
She has apparently with no Vegas. Vegas Dave is useless to her.
That's of course. I mean, yeah. What a what an odd pairing that was. Anyway.
Yeah. I never got.
I always felt kind of sorry for her. Like, how'd that happen?
But, she wound up with a guy who's facing like 19 felonies. Yeah.
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 She's like kind of a scumbag dude. But all right.
She tweeted out heading back to America.
Where was she?
They were in Cabo.
Oh, okay.
Which I gotta say, if I were on lockdown, there's worse places in Cabo. But
I don't know. You really want to be in another? Say another country. Do you really want to be in Mexico?
Well, but Cabo is, you know, that's not like being in Mexico City. I mean, it's
no,
it's a resort basically. Which, I mean, I'm sure even nice beaches and tequila gets old at some point, but it'd be nice to have
them. I hate that stuff.
But she's like, who wants to quarantine with me when I land? Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers. And especially if, you know, she's, you know, Vegas Dave is what she's hooking up with. Well, I mean, I feel like most of us feel like we would have a chance then.
Right.
But on the flip side, it's kind of like, really? I mean, when it was Cliff Kingsbury, you know, respect.
Right.
But
this just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Somebody says that stimulus check's already been spent on TVs at Walmart. Oh. So, yeah, I started to ask this, what are the odds season ticket holders get first dibs on going to the games as a big perk? I'm sure they will, but I don't think they're going to do games with partial fans. It's either going to be no fans or they're letting everybody back in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think letting nobody in is probably the way to go for a while. It's so hard because you see all these speculative pieces on, well, it may be fall of 2021 before you can have fans again. And I'm like, well, okay, but if we play all the, you know, if they do have sports before then, I think, you know, I don't know how much sports leagues can keep that going because, you know, most of the money comes from TV, but boy, they make a ton off of concessions at those games. I mean, look how much they charge you for a beer and, you know, tickets and everything else. That's a significant amount of income. And it gets back to what we're talking about a little bit yesterday. It's like, well, what happens to the salary cap if you take all that money out? So let's say the NFL waits till January to start and there's no fans. What is the salary cap going to look like at the end of that season? I think it's certainly not going up.
Nope.
And everybody's expecting it to go up with all these TV deals. And, you know, yeah, Tattoo says, anime fan since 1989, living that weeb life, National Anime Day. Yeah, you know, Rob Mungle, who's been on our show a bunch of times, he does a bunch of voiceovers for anime. He's, like, made a real nice living doing that. So, yeah.
I need to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to be a voice guy for something. I want to, you know, be the narrator for Ancient Aliens. They haven't called me yet. But I'd like to do something like that. All right, we are going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hey guys, if you're looking to get in on some action while doing some good things for charity, this Saturday, April 18th at 2 p.m., ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap are putting on the second Houston Online Poker Charity Classic. First tournament was such a success, we had to do it again. Turn will be $50 with an optional $10 donation, which will go to two charities, Kids Meals, which delivers food to children in the Houston area, and Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. And, guys, these are people that really need our help right now, and you get a chance to win some money. You get a chance to help out. For more information and to register, all you have to do is head to the editor's picks on sportsmap.com, or you can email promotion@galmedia.com. And if you guys need information, you can always DM me on Twitter, email me too. I'm happy to do it. And I got to double check, but Norman Chad's going to play again. And,
All right.
You know, so that'll be fun. And working on a couple other people. So, you know. But it was a good time last week, and hopefully we'll do better. I mean, we had 137 people. I'd like to get us to closer to 200. And, you know, if you want to play, it's a good time. It's a good experience. And you get a chance to, you know, one of the things I've always talked about, if you want to get better and maybe you just consider yourself kind of okay, play with better players. It'll make you better. I mean, it's a good way to learn, and you know, there's going to be some good players in this thing because there was last week. So if you're interested, that's what you do. Just go check it out. All right, 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this, but Daniel Negreanu is going to do like a free online Masters poker class for the people.
Nice.
Yeah, if all these ads have come up, so I don't have the date on it, but I'll find it and let people know. But
May
that'll
6th.
Be cool. May 6th, yeah. So
it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, on a Wednesday. And that's a cool thing he's doing. And get a chance to learn from one of the best tournament players out there. So I don't know if I want to I don't know how much I want to give this credence, but one of the things Aaron sent me was three trades the Texans should consider for Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Do we want to?
I mean, you might as well, because it's not like it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world if it happened.
Well, that's the thing. It makes no sense, but from what we've seen from Bill O'Brien, and now you're throwing Kenny Stills out there, then I wouldn't be shocked. And I think it would be dumb. But the good news is, by the time the season finally starts, maybe people will have forgotten. But the first one would be with the Miami Dolphins, which obviously they've got tons of draft picks. So, but, I mean, realistically, I don't think Bill O'Brien would say, all right, I want my picks back. Y'all want to go Kevin Costner here. I want your 5th overall pick, and I want your 26th overall pick. I just don't think he would do that.
I don't think so either.
If you did, you take
Tua.
Neither
would that make sense, in my opinion, because you don't know if Tua is going to be there.
Right. Well, at least then you'd have some extra picks where you could move up again, which, you know, wouldn't make a ton of sense to me either. If you're going to do something like this, then the whole point is you're hitting the reset button. And, you know, I would trade anybody left of value at that point. But, yeah, you don't know that Tua is going to be there at 5, but, and we don't know if Tua is the kind of guy O'Brien would like. I think O'Brien strikes me as a Justin Herbert kind of guy.
I need to know Tua's practice. How often is he? I mean, listen, was he practicing when he was hurt? If he wasn't, I don't want him.
An interesting one. Doing a trade with the Vikings where they include Kirk Cousins in the deal and you get something else.
I think that's a pass for me too.
Yeah, I don't want Kirk Cousins. I think it'd be good for the Vikings, but
yeah.
And then there are the Chargers de Los Angeles, who they need a face of the franchise. Moving into a new park there, and they've got plenty of draft capital. That one might make some sense too.
I feel like unless you were sending back another quarterback that I felt like was established somehow, it's not a win for the Texans.
Well, none of these are a win for the Texans. You don't trade your what's now your best player on your offense and get better right away.
No.
I mean, maybe you wind up with, maybe you wind up with a guy who could become Deshaun Watson in 3 years, but you're not going to get that right off the bat. So, I mean, it sounds silly to even speculate, but knowing Bill O'Brien as we do, then no. I mean, nothing seems off the table. Somebody asks, is the tournament a turbo? No, it's not. We're going to tweak it a little bit because it went almost 9 hours last week. We don't want it to go that long, but no, we're not doing turbos. And then somebody asks, has there been anyone that actually chose not to pay the $10 donation? No. And I would just tell you, if you can't afford $60, then you can't afford $50. So please don't play. We'd love to have as many people as possible, but I mean, the whole point of this is to raise money. And if you play well enough, you're going to get your money back. So, Saints Patrick asks, speaking of poker, have you all seen Molly's Game? Just watched that. Pretty decent movie. I thought it was okay. I mean, I thought the movie was better than the book, because in the book she held back a lot of her drug use and things like that. And I think if you read the book and watch the movie, you can, because like in the movie, they didn't name Tobey Maguire as the guy who was a complete jerk, but he was named in the book. So it's very odd. So you get to find out who all the jerks were if you read the book. But, I mean, it's okay. It's not in my... It wouldn't make my list of best poker movies, that's for sure. But have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's okay. But I think if you watch it and read the book, you get a little bit of an... you get a better sense of what actually happened there. Although the book is really her spanking her own critter a lot about how... great she was. What are the odds you start a Sunday poker game for money? Jerry's got some games going, so just follow Jerry Bonos with a Z on Twitter. And it's on a different platform. So if you're interested in that, you know, you can get in on those games.
Played in one today.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Not well.
Ah.
Not well. I ended up with my chips in ace-king suited against queen-queen.
Ooh. Well,
did not go my way. And that was our boy Blitzer Jesse.
I understand Blitzer Jesse's been killing those things.
Well, he killed me today. So I don't know if he ended up winning it, but yeah, it's a good crowd of the same people playing. It seems like a good two tables, you know, two and a half tables at the noon games. I don't know what the evening games have been like. I haven't looked into them, but not a bad turnout.
Yeah, I haven't played any of those yet because I'd have to download that app, and I just haven't gotten around to it. And plus, I just, you know, I'm not. I kind of feel like once a week right now, I'm fine to play, you know, for some money. And maybe I haven't really caught the bug back, you know, the way that I need to if I'm going to play more often. But I'm sure at some point I'll jump in there because we're going to be here a while. So.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Another sport that's planning to restart is golf. They're looking at June with no fans. That's another one that I think you could probably pull off pretty easily. I mean, not just from a TV standpoint, but from a social distancing standpoint, you really don't have to be that close together. So that their plan is for June. With no fans. So, June 11th through the 14th at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth. So, all right, let's take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the rubber? That is November. Your brother's a brother. Brother's a brother. And then you go, yo. No, no, no. Yo. I'm done with nothing. Yo. Yo. Yo.
So, like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's up? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?